Good morning.
You're listening on a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start with Ohio, where, as we've been hearing from NPR this morning, the race still too close to call, although the Republican has a thin margin, of course, in a state where Trump won big in 2016.
Well, there's good news and there's bad news if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, there's, whew, well, we got through it. But you also know that when you have this kind of a safe Republican district, and it was safe and it's been in the Republican hands for all this time, and you come within spitting distance, if you're the Democrats, of winning, that portends that in the marginal districts, which are purple districts, are up for grabs, the news could be very different and the Republicans know it. Trump knows it. He's been flying all around. He's trying to make it good, but whether he's doing more damage than helping his colleagues in the Republican Party, I don't know, because in fact, we do know that in off elections, off-year elections, the president's party usually gets hurt. Certainly happened with Obama, certainly is going to happen here. But this portends bad news for the Republicans if the Democrats don't mess it up, and they have a penchant for doing just that.
Let's move on to the continuing trial of Paul Manafort. And the news just seems to be getting worse and worse.
David, this is just a doozy of a trial. You have Mr. Gates, the number two guy to Manafort, basically admitting, because I'm sure the prosecutors know they have to do this, and the defense certainly knows they have to soil him, that he's a crook, including during the campaign itself. And it does look like they're scoring. But of course, the prosecutors knew this was going to happen, which is why they had him basically allocute right from the beginning as to what his crimes were. Nevertheless, all it's going to take, David, is one person sitting on that jury who is going to say, I don't like all of this. The guy's a crook. He's a liar. I can't believe a word he's saying. That, despite the fact that they have all these pieces of paper with Manafort's signature on it. And we do know that Manafort has been doing this. You know, I've been saying again and again, for all of us Americans, it may not be good English, but it certainly is the case, who slave over our income taxes to make sure that we don't do one thing that could even be misinterpreted. We do it right. And here are these guys that are ripping off millions of dollars. It is not a good sign for either the IRS or the American people. And speaking of which, we have yet to see Trump's income tax returns. And I wonder why that is.
Now let's talk about immigration. Advocates are expressing outrage amid reports that the Trump administration plans to make it all but impossible for legal immigrants to become citizens or permanent residents if they have ever relied on government programs like the Affordable Care Act.
Well, of course, there is nothing like attacking the poor in this country for the Trump-like people. This is the whole sort of nativist movement. It's very interesting because there are some great Americans who are in politics and other places who were brought up by single mothers and who had to rely on some government benefits, which is what it's designed for. And yet, these are some of the very people, this nativist crowd, who say, even though I know people and even though I may have been helped by this and even though I went to a public school, bad, bad, very bad. And they create this backlash of hatred. And so this is just one more example of how you do it. You say, anybody ever took a government benefit? Hey, oh, you mean, as Mario used to say, going to the public library, for example, a great example of socialism, or public education, another one. Anybody who's ever taken a public benefit, no, they can't and shouldn't have the same rights everybody else does.
Cynthia Nixon, the Democratic candidate for governor of New York, out on the stump yesterday. She was asked, Alan, whether she smokes pot. She says, I do not. I tried it twice when I was in college. It wasn't for me, but I promised a number of people that when we legalize it in New York, I will give it another shot. Of course, her campaign, even if she doesn't win, seems to have also pushed the governor to the left on this issue.
Oh, there's no question. He was not chomping at the bit to legalize marijuana, but it's a very popular issue. And there are more and more people who are discovering, David, benefits from marijuana and from its extracts that help people in great pain. And from my perspective, there are just no two ways about it. Now, recreational marijuana, I think it's still on trial. I think the real question is it going to become like alcohol, in which it has to be somehow tested when people crash into each other on the roads? But of course, we do have alcohol and it's legal. And, you know, proponents of recreational marijuana say, okay, if you could do it with one drug like alcohol, why can't you do it with another? And you'll just have to control it. That makes a certain amount of sense.
our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Hey, thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. We're here in the dink and the dank.
That's why we need coffee.